The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. All is together, ALL. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be here again, Justin.
Yeah, and it just released some initial drilling. It's infill drilling. It confirms continuity and grade at Ewoyaa. And we'll talk about that. And there's other bits as well in the RNS. Before we get into the news, Neil, if someone's listened to this, never heard of you or have heard of you, but don't really know what you do, could you explain to them what you're all about, please?
So we have the Ewoyaa lithium project in Ghana. So this is an all spodumene project. So there are different types of lithium. Obviously, the most desirable is definitively spodumene. This project is now at quite an advanced stage. So something to look forward to next week is our CEO, who's an experienced lithium miner, will be delivering our feasibility study at the end of the week. So watch out for that. And so we're looking to take the production on a relatively short timeline. Very straightforward project with good infrastructure, low cost, low capex, low opex. So a really nice project to take forward. One of the best things I've worked on in my career.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take us through these results. Where are they from? How much are you doing, and what have you got back so far? And we'll talk about what's next afterwards.
So the results that we just put out are the first 2,000 meters or so, or our 18,000 meter drill program that's currently underway. So we're doing two things. One is infill drilling, which is effectively areas where we've worked. We're then proceeding to increase our confidence about what we have. And the other one is to do, obviously, exploration regionally, because we have a very large license area. We've worked something like 3% of it so far. So in respect of that, what we have is the first batch of infill drilling. And what we say is it really is nature's gift. We have a lot of continuity in what we have in terms of grade and the width. So we're looking at some very broad widths, up to something almost 60 meters. And again, you're seeing these sort of consistent grades around the 1.25% on average, which is exactly what you want from a project. So everything that we would hope from those results are there. Very much looking forward to the next batch of results, which we'll keep bringing to the market as they come forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And how often will you get these results? How often do they come through?
So every couple of months, we should be able to put something out as an update on the work that's being done. Obviously, the other side of this is the regional exploration, where we're going out and looking for more pegmatites in the broader license area. So we'll also look forward to bringing some results out from that as we go forward as well. But there should be lots of news over the course of this year.
Yeah. And tell us what's happening with the mining application there.
So the mining application, so obviously we're plodding through the process of getting this fully permitted. Fortunately, the mine is pretty straightforward. We don't have to move many people from the mine site. We're talking about a few households rather than entire communities. It's in a location which isn't disruptive to the local communities, which are around us, but not actually around the site. And the site area itself is very compact. The project is straightforward. There are no toxic waste coming out of this mine. So we expect to complete that permitting over the course of the next year, and we're working through those hurdles as we go.
Yeah. And you just said earlier there that you're confident DFS will be out when?
The end of next week. So this is something obviously we've been working for the last, 9 months to bring this together. So if you'd like, this is the more detailed plan about how we actually take the project to production. Obviously, one of the things that we have been looking at was obviously to see how we get more production earlier. And so just going back and looking at the lithium market, and everybody who study it will see, EV demand is racing ahead, very much in line with expectations. At the same time, something that we weren't expecting was the growth of battery storage demand on lithium. So if you're looking 2, 3, 4, 5 years out, you can see a major shortfall in supply forming. So actually having a project which is this high-grade spodumene project such as we have at Ewoyaa is really quite something at this point in time. And even today, when the market has rebalanced from highs of last year, the lithium prices have been around $4,000 a ton. We have a project which is one of the lowest cost projects there are. So this is a very exciting project.
Yeah. And just, for people not familiar, just take me through, if you could, some of the, pre-feasibility study numbers, if you could, Neil.
So the pre-feasibility study numbers are truly fantastic. I think we had things in there, 224% IRR. payback in 5 months. What we've been trying to do with the DFS, however, has been looking about how we get more production, so we can expect some additional capex. I think we were looking at around 120 previously, so but more capex in relation to more production. So effectively, the capital intensity stays more or less the same. So you can look forward to those numbers next week, and Keith Muller will be delivering them. And they are truly exceptional. We're talking of, you know, billions of dollars of revenue and a considerable tax benefit to Ghana as well, which is an important contribution to the nation.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, if you could then, Neil, for people, you know, listening right now, loving the sound of this and the progress you're making, but not yet following the story, just in bullet point form, give them three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Atlantic Lithium to their watchlist, please.
Of course. So first and foremost, low cost, low OPEX project. And it's to be delivered in the relative short term. So indeed, when all these lithium prices are expected to be very high, so it should have a big impact when it comes to market. The second one is that the project in itself has a lot of capacity to grow. So we're about 35 million tons, but we started the beginning of last year, about 20 million tons. So we've continually grown it, and we expect it to continually to grow into the future. We're obviously doing this 18,000 meter drilling program as we speak. And then finally, it is considered by brokers the best-in-class project. So if you look at Liberum and what Canaccord say, all say this is the standout best project in Africa today.
Yeah. Marvellous. Neil, good to chat to you. Like I say, DFS not far away, so looking forward to catching up on that. And you know, in the meantime, thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.